Well, Brother Homer has titled his service for tonight, A Visit to Ghana. It's Ghana, Africa. And you know, brethren, I don't know one who could do a service like this with more experience than our Brother Homer. He has made, Brother Homer and Sister Beverly together have made 14 trips to Ghana, twice each year, and it has been, I'm sure, a tremendous blessing to the brethren in Ghana, as well as to Brother Homer and Sister Beverly. I had the privilege of having supper with Sister Beverly and Homer, and if you think you have a busy schedule, Brother Homer leads a study on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and on Friday. I don't know what happened to Thursday, but how blessed and how zealous, how devoted he is in wanting to serve the brethren. And these studies, other than their class study, are telephone studies. Brethren from different parts of the country, from Tucson, from Florida, from various parts of the country, they call in and the study is taking place via telephone. A wonderful study, a wonderful privilege of service. Well, now we're looking forward to a visit to Ghana, Brother Homer.
Thank you very much, and Brother Moss and Brother Tabak, and it is a pleasure for us to join with you again. And we want to repeat something we said before so that we should not forget it, but we have had the pleasure of staying with Brother Russ and Sister Camille, and they, if you haven't stayed with them yet, get on their list. They have really outdone themselves. We just want to say publicly how much we've appreciated our fellowship with them. They had the Hummels last night. I don't know if they're still here or not, but we really enjoyed it, and so we're most appreciative. A visit to Ghana. Let me begin by saying that we went to Ghana in January of 2006, and those of you who are on the we mailed a newsletter that we mailed three times a year just before we came to Chicago. So if your class is on our list and you'd like to get a newsletter, it should be there. So you have to see the secretary. But if you didn't get it or you want to get on our list, we'd be glad to add you to the list so that you'll know what's going on. We put on the front of this handout a picture of the map of Africa, only because, you know, Africa is mysterious. It's a dark continent. Still is. And nobody knows what's happening over there. So at the very least, you should know where it is. And I trust that all of us know that somehow or other, where you see where it says the South Atlantic Ocean, at least you have a frame of reference that, you know, on our East Coast is the Atlantic Ocean. So somewhere between us and Africa is the Atlantic Ocean. And that's true. So at least you know what we're talking about. Specifically, we highlighted with a little white mark here, and you can see it, Ghana and Nigeria. And I have to tell this wherever I go, brethren, and one of these days the audience is going to be 100% proof that they listen to me. We have never been to Nigeria, but we have been to Ghana. This will be our 14th trip coming up. So a lot of times, and there are brethren who are in this audience that have been to Nigeria. So if you want to find out about Nigeria, if you want me to point them out afterwards, I can point them to you. Okay? I thought that I would just take a little bit of the, you know, what is Ghana all about? And I have some statistical data here, and you can sort of review it. One of the things that you might be interested in, two things, about the size. And since this is Chicago, you'll notice that the size of Ghana is about the size of Illinois and Indiana combined. So you have an idea about how big Ghana is, roughly, okay? And also, there's a question as to what, you know, what is the religion? What do they believe over there, generally speaking? And way down in the middle where it says the people, it says religions, Christians 69%, Muslims 15.6%, and then you see the rest. So essentially Ghana is, we sometimes say America's a Christian country. Well, Ghana's a Christian country also, and if you look at the evidence, and those brethren who have been there can tell you that if you look at the buses, at the stores, at the shops, you see scriptures, you see Lord bless, you see, you know, who is worthy barbershop, you see all kinds of things that give you a sense of the feeling that the brethren there or the people there are really looking for something, inclined towards godliness, more or less, okay? And the missionaries from every stripe, you want to talk about missionaries, we see people from all over when we get to the airport. And there's something about Ghana, because it's a very gentle, they are a gentle people, you will find that they are the friendliest people in the world. And that's what they say. And I don't think that they're wrong along that line. You want to talk about safety, and that's why I always tell you about Nigeria versus Ghana. We've never been there. Brethren in Nigeria have experienced difficulty. And some of you saw the message on Old Ron's line early in January about Nigerians who came to Ghana, but when they went back, they experienced some severe difficulties being attacked. But fortunately, none of the brethren were harmed in any way, and we're thankful for that. Let me tell you one other thing. I'm going to give you some prophecy, and you'll say, well, how are you going to do prophecy in this? And, you can't make this stuff up. But several years ago, I went to Cape Coast, Ghana, and that's a place where, you know, the slave ships sailed out for the New World several years ago, and they gave us a handout describing it. But I'm just going to read one thing, and I published this once before, but for those of you who are into prophecy or into dates, I will let you decide if there's anything that you can make out of this. It says, finally, between 1620 and 1807, Ghana alone provided about 16% of the total slave output required by United States of America and 18.4% for English trade. When slave trade was abolished in Great Britain in 1807, the trade couldn't stop instantly due to the demand in some British territories until 1874, when there was no more demand. I'll stop there. And for those, you know, there are brethren who will talk about the Jubilee trumpet and so forth and so on. I would just let it stop there. You soak that in your mind, and you can decide whether or not you feel that has any prophetic significance. Okay. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to show you, because there's a screen up there, obviously. And I printed much of this because in Ghana and in Nigeria, the language, the official language is English, okay? And you will see on this handout specifically about Ghana, about the languages, it says English, but then it says official, but then it has a lot of dialects. And the reason that I printed this is because what you're going to see, among other things, first of all, is you're going to see a few scenes that are fast moving, okay? And I don't want you to say, well, what was that all about? So I've tried the sequence, and I'm going to the second page as to what you are going to see on the fast-moving scenes. It's about 5 seconds. You'll see it, and then another picture will come on for these scenes. For example, the first thing you will see is the Maple Leaf Hotel, a very, very lovely hotel where we had a seminar in Ghana for Nigerian brethren and Ghanaian leaders back in January. Okay, and then you'll see a few brethren standing in front of the hotel. And then it tells you something about Ashaman. When we go to Ghana, and I have to tell you that usually in the winter, we are accompanied by a couple of brethren, Brother Lee and Sister Isla Hicks, that live in California. And in the summer, most of the times, not the last 2 years because of illness, we were also accompanied by Brother Bill and Sister Shana Dutka. We expect that, God willing, we will be leaving for Ghana around the 30th of July this year, and that they will be well and be also going. When we went last January, in addition to Brother Lee and Sister Isla Hicks, Brother Austin Williams also went to Ghana with us and in our audience for a weekend, and he made a profound impact. Brother Bob Goodman was in Ghana for a weekend. So, and a lot of brethren have asked questions, and I'm particularly, I told Brother Bob that I'm glad that you had a chance to give your unbiased opinion of going to Ghana, what you saw, because then you'll get a different perspective as to what's really going over there. So if you have any questions about what you think about Ghana, don't ask me. Ask Brother Bob. Okay. But very quickly, going on, I'm showing you some of these fast-moving scenes that are listed. You'll see, for example, that we had a porch discourse. Okay, it says, Brethren of a Shimon Porch, where Brother Lee Hicks gave a baptismal discourse. And then the next scene, walking to the immersion site. You'll see some brethren in the water. Then you'll see right hand of fellowship after the immersion. You see a picture of three brethren who are immersed. So if you blink, you might miss some of these. That's why I'm laying them out for you. And I have there, again, scenes of brethren being immersed at a different location. A second day we were there. And I said specifically, note the water quality. Now, you are, I guess you're blessed when we have immersion services here, because usually we have a pool and, towels and all the nice amenities. You know, if you don't travel, and I know a lot of brethren travel various places out of the United States, but if you don't travel, you really don't know what the world is outside of our own boundaries and borders. And we have a certain mindset as to how things should be. Well, when you look at the water and where the immersion took place, you have to know, and we didn't go into this, but Brother Bob's discourse this morning about baptism, you know, didn't say what kind of water, but evidently these who wish to symbolize their consecration, they looked at the water and they said, well, I'm going to go anyway. Okay? So I'm not sure that, that's the most appealing kind of water, but they symbolize anyway. You'll see something where it says Sunday school students in the porch of the Amu residence in Kumasi. Now, I could tell you about, and it's unfortunate, in that particular scene, you'll see the back of a sister. It's a young sister who is 15. Whose experience, she symbolized her consecration 2 years ago. Unbeknown to me, she is precious. I mean, you know, if I were here, if it were possible for sisters to teach on the platform, she would be able to give you a chart talk. Okay? 15 years old. She is by herself. She is suffering persecution. She's thought peculiar because of where she meets. You meet in the house, and she's standing solidly. So I do whatever I can to give our dear sister Sarah. You won't see her face, but she has picked up children, not brethren's children, but on our own. She goes by and says, we're going to have Bible studies here at the home of so-and-so, Brother Amu, and would you like to come? She goes Saturday to check on them to see who wants to come. And then Sunday, she goes back to get them, and they walk for an hour in the hot sun to have Sunday school lessons, and they go back. So she's very special. You'll see some other photographs of individual children, family members. You'll see Brother Austin Williams very quickly. He's making a local dish, so you'll have to catch that quickly, otherwise you'll miss it. And a few other things which I described. You're going to see primarily, however, for most of the scene, a testimony meeting where we have Ghanaian and Nigerian brethren. And sometimes you don't know what do you think brethren talk about when they come to a testimony meeting in Africa? Well, you'll hear for yourself. And one of the things that I did, because as I said, although the official language in both countries is English, you know, just like our own country, I guess, they say sometimes if you live in Boston or if you live in the South, or there are various regionalisms, okay? So as you listen, you might say, well, what did they say? So what I have here really is an outline or a summary of what was going on. There was a brother who was unable to attend this seminar from Nigeria. And so as we get to this point where it says, response to Brother Moses Ashigabu's Nigeria. And incidentally, Brother Moses Ashigabu was in the United States about 10 years ago, and he visited, and I'm sure some of you may have met him. And Brother Moses Ashigabu has already given his testimony. And in his testimony, he speaks about some of the difficult experiences that he had. I think he was attacked, but he got away safely. You know, his life was spared. Let's put it that way. So as the as we get to that part of the testimony meeting, which I am leading, I'm responding to his testimony. I'm commenting. And in essence, this is what I said. And then the next one you will see speaking is a brother Samuel Amu from Kamathi, Ghana. And he's the one whose home we stay in when we visit in Ghana mainly. And you'll see there's a reference there that in my response that since the brethren were eager to come to this seminar, we had a van that fits 20. And 20 of us were in there going to the capital city of Accra for this Ghanaian-Nigerian seminar. And so they were very anxious to be there, and certainly we were glad that they were able to come. When we go to Ghana now, we do not generally go to witness from place to place. We have been there sufficiently a lengthy number of times to sort of, in our minds, sort out who we think is serious and who is not. And right now, we are involved in leadership training. And so because we're involved in leadership training, we had a season of about 5 days of intensive training with the leaders of Ghana that we meet with. And then we went to the capital city where we met the brethren from Nigeria. And there we had a long weekend seminar from Friday afternoon to Monday morning, and after which the brethren went back to their respective places. So you'll see those who testified. This is not verbatim, but you will notice that if you read this, and that's why we wanted you to have the lights on in sequence, that's what they're really saying. In some instances, there are two translations, but we have a sister there who does the translation. And then finally, we will have some, again, some fast-moving scenes where you will see, for example, after the singing of the hymn, Precious Jesus, at the end of that testimony, you will see scenes at the hotel, the Maple Leaf Hotel, where you'll see there's a place where, and I'm going to go down there next to Brother George so I can see this myself to see how it came out. You never know if you're involved in doing something that has, this is not PowerPoint, and this is not American technology from the standpoint, you're going to see a videotape. And a videotape, the quality is not 100%, but I think that's one of the reasons that I gave you this handout, so at least you'll know, well, this is here, yeah, I can match that up, this is what's going on, and so forth. So, in essence, you'll see at the very end, you'll see different pictures of individuals. Brother Austin Williams will be in several of them near the end, because in the meeting hall, he stood next to all of the attendees, and he had a camera that took their pictures, so you'll see them together. And I think there's one exception. I think Brother Bob Goodman is standing next to the sister in one of those shots that you will also see. And then finally, outside, in front of the hotel, and you'll notice, if you look carefully, you'll see there's a Chinese restaurant there. They have good food. but in front of the hotel, you'll see the brethren there standing outside, posing. Sometimes it's the entire group, sometimes it's small groups, sometimes it's sisters, sometimes it's brethren. And I think the essence really is to let you know, yeah, there are brethren in Africa. They are brethren who have the same hopes that we have. And whenever you pray for them, as you pray for all the brethren over the world, that you are doing something that we can do, all of us, even if we're not there physically. And so we trust that the Lord will bless our efforts in trying to share with you a bit of what brings us over to Ghana as often as we've been there. And as I tell others, because they usually ask me, well, are there really any brethren over in Africa? And I get those questions, you know. And I say, well, look, I as Brother George alluded to, I have a lot to keep me busy in America. Let me trust me that would not require me to go to Africa with my dear wife twice a year if there was not something that was compelling me to go. So if you think about it in that context, then I would say yes. We're going to ask that we're going to show this video immediately after we have the singing of one hymn, and then we will sit down there. And the hymn that we're going to sing at this point, I think, is hymn number 280. And maybe we can just sing first and last. some water quality. Sunday school, this is Sister Sarah with her back to us. Sarah in the middle. Family members. Side view of a study at the home. Brother Austin making food, local dish. Different brethren at the site of the home where we had the meeting before the seminar. Group picture. A haircut of Brother Moon. Family members of Brother Moon. The Austin Sister Amelia does a lot of translating. If you recognize that brother in the middle. Street scene in Ghana. Another street scene. We are now at the seminar and the testimony meeting.
There's a potential as a proof that there are no accidents with God's people that are mortal. Because there's a statement in one of our man texts that says down the bottom that I am immortal until my course is finished. When the Lord takes his consecrated individuals in the midst of accidents, it's because they have finished their course. I'm sure many of you have heard about Hurricane Katrina in the United States that took away a good portion of our Gulf Coast. And there were a number of brethren down there, and they were displaced a lot of them all over America. And the brethren inquired, did any of them perish? Of all the people that perished, not one of the brethren perished. Which means that evidently it was the Lord's will that although they went through this difficult experience, they were committed to continue on because He had work for them still to do. And should you perish, which is possible, in a catastrophe or an accident, seemingly, we may be sure the Lord will never take you home until He has a place for you. So evidently, Brother Moses, He still has work for you to do, and be thou faithful unto death. Who's next? Brother Amu.
Testimony that I thank God that He has made this seminar possible. I also thank God that He has led the Nigerian brethren to us safely, as well as the brethren in America. I continue my thanks to all the brethren who are in one way or the other helping Ghanaian brethren to know the truth. I continue my thanks to the brethren in Nigeria, who comes to Ghana to assist us. I appreciate all their efforts, how they suffered on the way coming. Sometimes we climb mountains, carrying our loads in our head. I give thanks to God that He loved me, Ghanaians. That's why they have given us some lovely American brethren and Ghanaian brethren, Nigerian brethren who are helping us to grow in the truth. So God reaches them all.
Amen.
The psalmist says, because thy loving kindness, favor is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. And we want to thank you for your testimony, Brother Amu, and for being a link between the American and the Nigerian brethren, because you've entertained many of the American brethren in your home. And this is for the microphone only, because I know that it will be heard in America. But in coming here to the Maple Leaf Hotel, I think we had 20 of us in the van at one time traveling. And, you know, in America, if you have more than three people in a car, it seems like a lot. So the brethren are anxious to be here, and I thank you for your role in helping to bring us together. Lord bless you. Mr. Flores? Oh, Mr. Flores.
1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That is a testimony.
Thank you very much, Sister Flores, and we are glad that you are with us. And we have a text for you from Matthew 15:28. Great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. May the Lord bless you. It has been a pleasure to see you again and with the brethren and encouraging them. Brother Adam.
I'm very thankful to the Lord for the life of all the brethren here and the life of all the brethren all over the world. I remember that about 5 months ago, I went to the cabin for the first time. And that was the first time I left the house. So I had no brethren to meet with in school. And it was very difficult. I couldn't even study on my own. It was very difficult for me, so I wrote to some of the brethren all over the world to help me with online studies. They provided some studies for me. They sent me emails on so many topics, and I was very happy. So when Brother Omar was coming to Ghana, he wrote to me, Adam, will you be able to join us when you are having the Ghanaian-Nigerian seminar? And I said, I may not be able to come because I have to go to school. And school would have been real thing by then, so I have to be in school. But I sat down and thought about this. I said, for 4 months, you weren't able to meet any brother, and then quite honestly, sacrifice only about a week to meet the brethren and study with them. I said, no, I have to sacrifice that one. I have to forgo my lectures and then be with the brethren. And I'm very thankful to the Lord. I'm very happy. I appreciate everything. That's been I enjoy seeing all the brethren. This is my first time of seeing some of the brethren. I know about two of the brethren, Brother Moses and Brother Donato. I know some of the brethren. And I love being a brethren. And I thank God for making this opportunity possible.
Thank you, Brother Adam. I'm very happy that you were with us. And that helps to explain the meaning of sacrifice, because it costs you something. I don't know if your professor is going to give you a poor mark, but we're glad you made the choice, and you were very helpful in terms of the translation when we had about 6 days of intensive studies at Brother Lou's house, and that was very helpful. I have a scripture for you from Joshua 24:15. It says, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Lord bless. Who will be next?
I would also like to thank the Lord for this opportunity, because almost about 2 years that I was not able to meet with the brethren. I was in sick bed. All that she's saying is that she wants to give glory and thanks to Almighty God for this wonderful opportunity, because she can't imagine how it is to be with a brethren. As I explained earlier on, she was sick for almost 3 years and she couldn't meet with a brethren. So being here today with the brethren is such a great joy. Seeing the Nigerian brethren, our brethren from America, and those of us here meeting like this, she just can't understand the kind of joy she's feeling within herself, because she was formerly in a certain church, but she couldn't have things like this. So seeing brethren meeting like this, she can't imagine how it would be in the kingdom. So she's so much happy to have the opportunity to be here, and she thanked the Lord Almighty and thanked the brethren who has made it possible for this occasion to come to me.
Thank you very much. 20 years ago, Sister Beverly and I and Sister Kathy were in Greece. And we do not speak Greek, but I remember a sister coming to us and just smiling, and she was pointing upward, and you knew her thoughts were heavenward. Sister Susanna is like that sister in that I don't speak her language, but her face is so expressive, and I can see how much she loves being in the presence of the brethren. And it sort of encourages me, and I'm sure the same for the rest of you. I have a text for you, which is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. I give thanks for you, my dear sister.
Good afternoon, brethren. Thank God for the privilege He has granted me to be here. And the journey message is handed for us from Nigeria to this place. Most especially, our Ghanaian sisters, they have increased. The time we came in 2004, they were not like this. But thank God they have increased a lot. I also thank God for the journey message granted to my husband, Brother Pedro. We only met at Lagos this December 20, we have been away. So I met him at Lagos before we are coming to this place. So I thank the American brethren for this wonderful occasion, for making it possible for us to gather together as one. No matter that we are even white, we are black, but they still make it for us to be one, to show that we are one in Christ. So I thank them and beg God to grant them strength to do more and to give them their heart desire. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Sister Georgeland. And I know that your husband is a traveler because many emails have passed between us in order to make this seminar come to pass. And I think Brother O'Beary can testify to that because we got copies of all the same emails. So he could tell you that. And usually when I talk about Brother Capitan, I often extend my love to Sister Jordan. So I'm glad to see you in person and to extend my love to you. Text from 1 Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord that hath given real breath unto his people.
Good afternoon, brethren. Really, I didn't know where to start. I do not know where to start this testimony because I'm overwhelmed with joy. For some time, I've not seen Brahma severely Tyler. Frosting Williams and I saw last 1998. And when the woman wrote me that he was coming to this town, I said that I used my eyes again to see him. But then he told me about the brother Bob, this man also coming. I was overwhelmed. But one fear gripped me because I was to resume on the 10th of January. I said, so, I'm still going to miss this wonderful gathering. And I said, no, I'm going to ruin the party. So, to the glory of God, the resumption was again postponed. Was postponed. And possible for me to be in your meeting. I want to use this medium also to appreciate the brethren, American brethren, all along they've labored since 1976, 75, 76, to bring good news to us in Nigeria and some other parts of Africa. 1983, the first General Convention was held in Nigeria, where we had 10 whites and 8 blacks. So since then, we've been pushing ahead a lot with the assistance, ritually, materially, physically, otherwise. And with one thing that baffles me, that what I also ask the Lord to help me develop is the spirit in them. The spirit is the height of love they have for the brethren. And so I cannot express my gratitude to them. Cannot express it enough. I have no words to express my gratitude to them, the way they've been assisting us. Coming to Ghana, the Lord also prepared a home for us and Brother Amun's house, Brother Samuel and the family, another family of the Lord in Ghana. And we've been very comfortable each time we visit Ghana. We walk and walk and walk. The wife will walk tirelessly to assist the brethren, to take care of us, the children, everybody. Then my greatest joy also is on when I look at the brethren, when I come, the brethren, the Ghanaian brethren, they all hug a brother and say, brother, look at myself. Who am I? Who am I that all these brethren will be, hugging me, brother, Donatus, brother, all the way from Nigeria to here. Who am I? I'm not qualified for that. But it's just the Lord doing. So see them growing. See them growing. That's the greatest joy, that they are growing. And in any situation like that, there must be a falling away. Some will fall away, some will continue going. So I also use this medium to tell the brethren, the Ghanaian brethren, that they should not give up. They should not be discouraged. It's the Lord's doing, it's the Lord's work. And so such situations must develop, must come up for us to grow. So thank you, the brethren, especially those taking far distance, having come from America. It's not easy. I remember Brahuma was sick sometime, seriously sick here. And thank God the Lord said his time was not up, that they had not finished his course. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been here now. So to God be the glory. Thank you, brethren, for everything. And we pray that the Lord continue to assist you, continue to give you the power and the means to continue this good job, so that before you will leave us finally, we will fully grow and be able to take care of others. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Brother Lass. In the summer of 2004, we made 2 overseas trips, one to Ghana and another one
to Romania. The reason I'm mentioning that is Ghana looks very different from Romania. And the reason we went was for a seminar for young people from Romania, Moldova. And in your beginning of your discussion, you spoke about the joy and the love. But you see, it doesn't matter where you go. We were in Romania, and I must tell you, you were talking about how different people, you spoke about 10 whites and 8 blacks from the first Nigeria seminar. I think Sister Beverly and I were the only blacks in the whole of Romania. And the home in which we stayed, the brethren gave up their bedroom in the front. So we were there for 6 nights. 6 nights. And one time we had talking with the young people. I want the brethren to get a feeling as to what it means to be in Christ. There's nothing like it. Genuinely so. And so, Brother Donatus, we thank you for your words. And even though you've been around for a long time, tells us in Psalms 145:20, the Lord preserveth all them that love him. God bless you. We'll be next.
Thank God that I'm here once again having fellowship with the brethren. Why I'm saying this, the reason is that when I had my consecration 4 years ago, I've been helped by, or I've been assisted by some brethren, and I would like to show my appreciation to them. First, my first thanks goes to the Lord Almighty for sustaining my life till this time. My second appreciation goes to Brother Homer and Brother Lee. They have been helping me, giving me some books which will be helping me to do a lot of study. My second appreciation goes to the Nigeria brethren, Brother Donatus and Brother Obri. It's good to sit under their feet to be taught. And what I want to say is that I've learned a lot from the brethren. And it has benefited me. It has strengthened me to this time. So all that I want to say is that their labor is not going to be in vain. Though I've not completed the course, but I'm still striving to make my calling and election sure. That's my testimony.
Thank you very, very much, Brother Edward. There's a scripture that says, let him who will be the greatest among you be your servant. And I single that out because you are one who gives service. Every time we go to Ghana, you were there to help, to assist. And so far, I think all of us can attest to the fact that Brother Edward is a servant. He, along with his brother, served you the temporal food so that you might enjoy the spiritual portion. And I knew that he would do that willingly, lovingly, and I love him for it, as well as great growth this brother has made. I speak about you sometimes, brother, but I want you to know that I appreciate you very, very much, as I do all the brethren. And your appreciation of the truth and your desire to know has been an inspiration to me. And those are among the reasons that I keep coming to Ghana. You know, sometimes, as I've said, I come to Ghana, but I don't go to the same place. And, you know, if I go once, twice, three times, and if I don't see what I think I ought to see at the time, I say, well, let me go someplace else. But you have been an inspiration, and I thank you, and I thank the Lord for the privilege of being in the midst of you, brethren. And even though the chairman came earlier than he should have, according to my watch, I'm going to stop. Thank you for your testimonies, brethren. Enjoy your extra minutes of fellowship so that your break is maybe 3 or 4 minutes longer. My dear wife has told me that I didn't give you a scripture. And it's interesting because when you lead a testimony, I know that you're very, very good with giving scriptures. And I will just simply say, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, Lord God.
The great thing is that this thing is equal to the fourth verse, like the last verse.
The great is the bond that fills my soul. I am mine and have been sold. Thank you.